This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
A mom found with her wrist slit alongside her unresponsive infant covered in mom's blood. Now mom charged with murder. Nicole Budai arrested in connection with the murder of her 15-month-old baby boy, Charlie Remreka.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz announced that Nicole Budai has been indicted on murder in the second degree for intentionally causing the death of her 15-month-old son, Charlie Remreka. Katz said, "This is an extraordinary tragedy. The investigation into the manner of the child's death is ongoing, and we extend our sincere condolences to Charlie's family as they mourn this unimaginable loss." According to the indictment, on Monday, December 29, 2025, Nicole Budai, 28, and her toddler son were inside the two-story family residence on 157th Street, where the 15-month-old child resided with his father and extended family. The child's father left for work at 8 a.m. while Budai and Charlie slept. Other relatives were present inside the house. At approximately 1:35 p.m., Budai called the child's father and told him she had killed Charlie and intended to kill herself. He immediately called his mother and asked for her to check on Budai and the child. The victim's grandmother gained entry to the second floor and discovered a locked bathroom door. With the assistance of another relative, they opened the bathroom door and saw Budai laying in the bathtub with blood around her and the toddler victim in her arms, unconscious and unresponsive. The relatives called 911 and the responding officers from the 103rd Precinct removed Charlie from the bathroom and attempted to resuscitate him. The young victim was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Budai was also taken to a local hospital for treatment of lacerations to her wrists and for psychiatric observation. Budai was arraigned Wednesday, Judge Michael Alois denying Budai bond. Budai's next appearance in court is scheduled for February 19th. If convicted, she faces up to 25 years to life in prison. More crime and justice news after this. The mother and stepfather of a 12-year-old Oklahoma boy missing since Friday have been arrested. Kimberly Cole, Ryan R.J. Davis Jr.'s mother, has been charged with crimes against nature, while George Cole, the stepfather, is charged with conspiracy. It's not known if the charges relate to R.J.'s disappearance, and no further details were available. Chickasha police said R.J. was last seen just before 11:30 p.m. Friday near the Quality Inn. He was on foot and wearing a red and black plaid shirt, dark jeans, and brown steel-toed boots. He is described as 4 feet 11 inches tall and 85 pounds with brown hair and eyes. The parents pleaded for information about R.J. earlier on Wednesday, while OSBI Public Information Officer Hunter McKee called the disappearance suspicious. Quote, "When it gets to a point where it's multiple days and we're not sure where this boy had gone, it's suspicious." Authorities say they believe RJ is alive. Anyone with information should contact OSBI at 1-800-522-8017 or Chickasha Police at 405-222-6050. An Illinois man has been charged with multiple counts relating to an alleged assault on his girlfriend last month. Thomas Andrew Welch, 31, was initially charged with aggravated domestic battery, aggravated unlawful restraint, and aggravated kidnapping for the early morning incident last Thursday, but the state's attorney's office dropped the unlawful restraint charge and added attempted murder. The sheriff's office said it was called just before 1 a.m. by a homeowner who said a woman had approached him at his home in Kirksville, covered in blood. While en route to the scene, the deputy learned that the woman had jumped out of a moving vehicle. The woman, who had a visible cut on her forehead, told the deputy she had been in the vehicle with Welch, her boyfriend, and his friend, 33-year-old Cody Kimmery, but eventually felt unsafe after multiple attempts to get him to let her out of the vehicle. She said she eventually jumped out while the truck was traveling about 20 miles an hour. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment, and deputies tracked down Welch's Chevrolet truck, impounded it, and obtained a search warrant. The search warrant uncovered a dash camera in the truck, and audio and video from the camera showed the victim's attempt to get out while the truck was stopped, only to be pulled back inside. An affidavit says that the incident began just before midnight on December 30th. The victim, sitting in the passenger seat, got into a verbal altercation with Welch and repeatedly asked him to take her home. The altercation escalated, with Welch yelling at the victim and making threats to harm and kill her. At one point, the victim tried to get out of the truck, only to have Welch drag her back inside from his seat and then walk around to the passenger side and shove her back in. That was the incident in which she received the injury to her head. Kimmery allegedly participated in the efforts to keep her inside. At one point, Welch told Kimmery, "I'm going to have to kill her, bro." Police located the victim's pink scarf at the intersection where that incident took place, and it contained suspected blood and a clump of hair. Welch continued driving and was about an hour and a half away from the victim's home when she jumped out of the moving truck. At the hospital, she was given staples and stitches for the cut to her head. Doctors said the cut exposed her skull. She also had bruising to her neck, consistent with being choked, and swelling on her cheek. Welch was arrested on Sunday and ordered held without bond. A preliminary hearing is set for today. Kimmery was charged with unlawful restraint. He was already in jail, having been arrested in Coles County on Saturday for aggravated battery to a peace officer and possession of methamphetamine. His first court appearance in Moultrie County has not yet been scheduled. Welch has a steady stream of arrests dating back to 2008, including six stints in jail on charges including drugs, burglary, resisting, domestic battery, and aggravated battery. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.